Candace Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, a new leader takes the helm in Iran. Stick around to learn how Christians will benefit. Then later, art helps a little girl process trauma in Lebanon. We'll explain what's happening and how you can get involved in just a few moments. In our first story, reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian wins Iran's runoff election. The cardiac surgeon promises to ease tensions with the West and improve social freedoms. However, many Iranians doubt his ability to fulfill those promises, as Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei holds the highest authority in the Islamic Republic. Unknown Nation's Greg Kelly says,
there's going to be human rights atrocities, lack of religious freedom, targeting of minority people groups, crackdowns on people standing up for freedom. So we need to pray for the Iranian people, because they are literally in the crosshairs of the enemy.
Gospel work continues thanks to opportunities in nearby countries like Iraq.
They're leaving Iran to get good services, supplies, and then they're going back into Iran. There's opportunity for us to train leaders and equip them so that when they do go back into Iran, they can be effective at sharing the gospel.
Pray for the continued protection of believers who are willing to risk everything to share Christ. And pray that unknown nations can get the resources needed to distribute more solar-powered audio Bibles in Persian languages.
There are Iranian followers of Jesus who are eager to share the good news amongst their brothers and sisters inside Iran, because they know the gospel is the only hope. Pray that they have boldness and courage as they're sharing the gospel inside of Iran.
Next, the Taliban's domination of Afghanistan isn't without threads of hope. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says,
there just aren't any churches there. The ones that were there aren't in existence. And when you think of 65 million speakers of the Pashto language and only 20,000 known Christians, and most of them are gone, there's a huge need.
Last month, Keys for Kids raised $50,000 to begin translating their storyteller resources into Pashto. The project is in partnership with FMI.
We're talking about solar-powered MP3 players that have scripture and Keys for Kids stories that point kids to scripture. And so, because it's easy to understand, everybody can listen to it, everybody can understand it.
These resources will help reach the next generation of Afghans.
We know that between the ages of 4 and 14, that's known as the 4-14 window, 70% of people who come to faith in Christ do so in that window. So it's the most fertile ground. Kids in that demographic are looking for spiritual truth.
They need your prayer support now more than ever. And Heart for Lebanon's summer program only began last month, but it's already bearing fruit. Co-founder Camille Melki says,
Heart for Lebanon is focusing this summer on children in the midst of despair, fear, in the midst of the pain. We want to bring a smile, a message of hope to children, both locals and refugees.
The Summer of Hope program is a perfect escape for destitute kids like Zaharat Jamila.
This girl, whose name is Beautiful Flower, has such a sad, broken story of pain and suffering. In the last 2 years, she wouldn't engage in any verbal and nonverbal communication.
The program's arts and craft class recently offered a breakthrough.
She, for the first time, took a piece of paper and drew the building, our center. And on top of that center, she put a cross and then a heart next to it. Though she's not communicating with anyone, she's keeping inside her that the safe place where she can find refuge and deal with her fears is the Hope Ministry Center in southern Lebanon.
It's a small yet meaningful step for a little girl working through trauma beyond her years. Pray that she'll find her voice as Christ heals her heart.
The cross, though she comes from a Muslim background, shows us that all the Bible stories, the verses, all the songs that she had learned are affecting her. This is the hope that we receive as we share Christ's hope with those who need it the most.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.